saw some blowback that rankings were getting that didn't have Jaden Daniels high enough by Commanders fans. Wanted to throw my theory out there that it's too early to bristle at something like that after one season. Let's just quietly move forward knowing we got the guy who's about to take the league by storm again. But want to get your guys' thoughts on that. 800-636-1067 among our listeners here. Do you guys buy that? And that's our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage on the Twitters with 106.7 The Fan. Do you guys think it's too soon to take offense to Daniels not being listed in the top 10? I guess part of the problem for me is I'm not a huge list guy as it is. Like, nobody likes making top five lists more than I do about random things. Mm-hmm. But what I'm not going to do regularly on the show, even in the off season, is just turn it into, here's the top 10 tight ends list. Here's the top 10 running backs list. Like, whatever that is, it's generated for a little bit of clicky reaction and whatever.
Sure,
else.
You always have to have one that's out of whack so that yours gets forwarded around and everybody engages with it. That's normal.
I guess I'm not a player rankings list guy, is my point. The reason I care about this one is I actually think it's instructive to say, hey, we don't need to put the cart before the horse. We don't need to throw the party yet. Let's throw it after this season, right? Let's wait. Let's either I don't think we need him in this town to play better than he did last year. Let's just let him par the course here and do that again. And now you know you got one of the five or so best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And who knows? Maybe we can start to have the conversation. He's a better thrower than Lamar. He can also run. I mean, Lamar's been at this thing for how many years without breaking through and hasn't even, you know, gotten as far as Jaden's gotten twice, hypothetically, you know, depending on what happens this year. And you start to have a conversation about number four in the NFL, number three in the NFL, what that looks like. But it's too early right now, and I just think everyone needs to take a deep breath.
Yeah, so the way I feel very similarly, the way I would amend it for my own feelings is, I'll throw my party here locally. I don't expect everyone to come. I don't expect everyone nationally to come to my local party. Locally, we should be thrilled. We got it. You guys, yes, come on in. Come on to the Jaden Daniels party. Nationally, where you've got bigger samples to worry about, a lot of different ins and outs, a lot of teams that have, you know, are on the rise or have played very well or other coaches and things, you're sort of dealing with a different set of criteria. Totally fine. Eventually, I'll go, hey, man, you probably should have taken a flight, hopped on a flight and come to my party. Not right now. I'm not offended yet. But if we do this, if we're here next year, then I might start to get a little irritated. Nowhere near irritated just yet. Although right here locally, I know what I got.
Let's go to Matt in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Matt? How are you?
I'm great, gents. Good afternoon. Yeah,
good, buddy.
It's like, sure. I mean, absolutely. You know, at this point, who cares? Yeah, okay, fine. He's whatever you want to think of him. The guy last year who didn't, you know, whose team didn't punt for a couple, three games. About to be Super Bowl champions didn't force a couple of turnovers. You know, they were looking at, it's like, I mean, how many times did Jaden Daniels bring us back from the dead just in that championship game? I did want to push back a little bit on the RG3 thing because, like, if Mike Shanahan, I think, purposefully didn't, like, sort of ruin him in that Seahawks game and he hadn't been injured, I mean, he was really actually pretty fantastic. And in RG3's last game before the Seahawks game, he led two length of the field touchdown drives, probably
I'm not trying to get into a tit for tat on Robert Griffin 12 years later. I don't think they purposefully ruined him. I think that's silly. And the final game you're talking about, Alfred Morris ran for 200 yards and three touchdowns. I think Griffin threw for about 100 yards in that division championship win against the Cowboys. That seven-game winning streak, if you go back and look, you know, Cousins started one of those games and threw for more yards than they'd thrown for in any game in a season. Now, the Griffin year was unbelievable. It was a 5-1 touchdown interception ratio. It was one of the great rookie seasons we've ever seen. He was the rookie of the year deservedly. But most of the hay was put in the barn before the Ravens injury, oddly enough, which was with, you know, yep, right around 7 weeks left. And after that, he kind of limped his way through and had some big moments in that seven-game winning streak. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know what you're pushing back on. My point is he had a great rookie year. I'm just saying there's no comparison between the two in the way of how advanced Daniels is as a passer, making plays right now, the way that he did, and where he's at going into the second year of his career compared to Griffin, which it just felt like within the locker room. I covered that team. I was around that team. I was on that beat with teammates. It was just a very different feel behind the scenes then than now. That's all. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see that Jaden Daniels is going to go on to have many, many, many years, a lot like the first one.
Yeah, so you think, for example, if somebody's able to, quote-unquote, take away his legs, a.k.a. like have a game where you go, no matter what, this guy's not going to beat us, right? Like has been done to Kyler Murray or has been done to, I think of Lamar in one of those playoff games against Kansas City where they were like, we're going to throw from the pocket, which is a huge mistake because you're eliminating the skill set. I think Daniels is better equipped to have counter punches over the course of his career, maybe than some of the other guys that have had early success doing something one way.
I will say that Vikings long touchdown run that Griffin had at home in Landover, like Daniels didn't end up with one of those plays, interestingly enough. And I don't know if you line them up side by side, who wins in a race, not that that's the most important thing at quarterback, but I kind of thought when Daniels was drafted, he was faster than Robert Griffin. I'm not even sure if I still believe that.
I don't actually think so. I mean, one guy to me has, like, I know it was a different event, but the hurdles, but I think Griffin has like track sprinter speed, whereas right. Daniels moves in that elusive football kind of way.
That's certainly what I think now.
You know?
Is he's more of like a hoppy, dancy, kind of like jab step type guy. But watching him in college, he had a lot of those types of touchdowns against Florida and other teams where he ran away from DBs. And I don't know, I just thought at some point he's going to rip off the 65-yarder for a touchdown. And this year I would still, if FanDuel offered that, like last year I would have bet a lot of money. Longest touchdown run over 59.5 or something, I would have said yes. I call me a sucker. I'll do it again this year. I still think he's got one because it takes a play like the Griffin snap where you got to beat the safety and nobody else is there and you're off to the races. And I just don't think it presented itself for Daniels this year. Let's go to Austin and Raleigh listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Austin?
Hey, boys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
So I think lists are stupid. It's plain and simple. You know, there's facts that you can kind of go off of, but every single list that's made has people's personal opinions on there. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, you have to at least have 2 years to be considered for any, you know, being a great player because teams figure you out, injuries happen, you have a bad off season. In any kind of sport, there's ways to figure out players. So you got to have a sample size of at least 2 years to start being considered for that stuff.
Yeah, no issue there. I mean, again, there are guys that have more deposits in the bank that probably have claims for this list. And I know we're not debating a specific list, but there, I'd be more upset, for example, if I was Jared Goff. I'd be more upset if I was Baker Mayfield with a couple straight years of pretty good play. I'd be more upset if I was a few other guys where I go, okay, I'm not just a rookie who's done it once. Why am I here? Why, you know, where's my respect? So, yeah, I mean, I like the two-year rule because that's, again, seems to be the minimum for this list. I think that's totally fine. It's also, by the way, reasonable to me that if someone said, you guys, we haven't seen this before. Nobody's done it this way, this well. Put him sixth. Put him fifth. Put him eighth. Totally reasonable to me as well. Like, I think he belongs here. I'd have him ahead of the final four guys that are mentioned, personally. But I don't hate the fact that he's not.
Let's go to Robert, who's in Dallas. We're playing on the Odyssey app today. I think we're on in D.C. as well.
Hard to tell, Robert.
Are you?
Absolutely, I'm on the Odyssey app, man. The greatest app of all time. Come on now.
Hey, buddy.
There is no better app that's more effective, efficient, and works more regularly than the Odyssey app. I've always said that.
I've said that many times, yeah. Do you hear that, Ryan?
Yeah, it really is a good app. I appreciate it. So, look, I have to be fair. I remember years ago when Los Angeles, whoever they were, beat us on with Justin Herbert. And we could not stop him on third downs. And everybody wanted to put Justin Herbert in the Hall of Fame. And I called in and said, whoa, it's way too early, bro. It's 1 year. Fast forward, he still hasn't won a playoff game. I love Jaden Daniels, but it has only been 1 year. So if I'm going to say that about Justin Herbert, I have to say the same thing about Jaden. I'm glad that he's ours, and I'm glad locally I love him, and he deserves all the props, but it's been 1 year. So let's let him do this again next year. Let's let him do it to the fact where he's like Pat Mahomes and all that. I'm glad he was Rookie of the Year, and he deserves it. I'm glad he's a Commander. But we have to give him time. So I don't feel offended by the fact that he's not been listed in the top 10. I think it's disrespectful for the people that have done a year in and year out.
I agree with that.
Yeah, appreciate
actually. And this is kind of the premise of the conversation. Like, would I rather have Jaden Daniels than Jared Goff? obviously. But Jared Goff, over a three-year span now with the Detroit Lions, has put up monster totals. And for multiple seasons, when Jaden Daniels was at LSU tearing up the SEC, or before that when he's at Arizona State, you know, Jared Goff's slinging it in the National Football League. And over the last 3 years, it's 29, 30, and 37 touchdowns and fewer than 12 picks. In fact, pretty sure he had a 5-interception game last year, if you remember, on national TV. Otherwise, he threw 7 picks in 16 games. I mean, it was a ridiculous year that he had. So if he's in the top 10 and Jaden Daniels isn't, I'm not going to be overly upset that another MVP candidate is there. Now, the Geno Smith thing, again, I can't defend that. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand how he would be where he is on that list. But there are enough guys like Dak Prescott as an example. Who would I rather have, Jaden Daniels going forward or Dak Prescott? Pretty clearly, I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than Dak Prescott, right? Unless you're a Cowboys fan or related to Dak Prescott, I think that would probably be your answer. One's a lot younger, one makes a lot less money, and one has been better at football more recently, and they're all the same guy. Having said that, Dak's got some pelts on the wall now. There are a couple of seasons where he's been over 35, close to 40 touchdowns. Right?
Yeah, led the league in touchdown passes the year before last.
Absolutely. Right? And there have been a couple of years when he's gotten hurt, by the way, when he was on his way to some of his biggest numbers. But when he plays, he goes out there and he puts up 4,500 passing yards and 30 to 35 touchdowns. So years of that has to account for something. And that's all it is to me, is a sample size issue. After 2 years, I think it's disrespectful. You've seen it once. Now he proved that it's for real. It wasn't a one-off. There's guys who have fluky great seasons. Like Bo Nix just played really, really well. If Bo Nix is ranked 12th on a ranking right now, that's too soon for me. I happen to think Daniels is better than him, but show me again, Bo. Let's see what happens. Jay in L.A., what's good?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love
hey, buddy.
The show.
Appreciate you.
But I really have to push back on this ridiculous two-year rule that you guys are applying to Jaden. And I get the idea of consistency, but the NFL has evolved. So if a rookie QB lights it up and changes the identity of a team and he shows like elite traits and, you know, like why should we pretend that it doesn't count just because he's new?
I don't think we're pretending it doesn't count.
Let me clarify real quick. He's on my list. He's fifth or sixth for me. I'd have to really sit down and decide. But he belongs on a list as far as I'm concerned. I guess the question, just to drill down on it, is are we offended, annoyed, irritated that he's not on a league-wide list just yet?
I'll ask more directly the actual question from the poll, which is it too soon after a year to feel like he's being disrespected? Again, if I ranked my top 10 quarterbacks right now, I could not name 10 without Daniels being on the list. So I can disagree with the list, but it is, for me, way too soon to go back at them and go, how dare you not have Jaden Daniels after 17 games of football?
Yeah, I think recency bias in this case is actually all that matters. Because if you're talking about legacy and what quarterbacks have done for the past 5 years or so, then I guess you have a point there. But I think if we're talking about what have you done for me lately, and we're looking at the QBs last year who produced for their team. I mean, if you put Jaden on the Eagles, he wins the Super Bowl his rookie year. You know what I'm saying? He was on the Commanders and he brought us, on his back to the NFC Championship game. And I know I sound like a typical Homer Washington fan.
No, that's okay.
We were there too. Yeah.
We're asking for the feedback.
Appreciate you.
From people who are taking issue, because that was my point. I saw a lot of that last week and I didn't expect it. I kind of thought people would go, oh, okay, we need Jaden to do this again before they're going to give him the respect, instead of going, you guys are insane. He's already the fifth best quarterback in the league, which was kind of the takeaway from some of these lists. This was a top 10. I even saw he wasn't in a top 5 list, and it drew a lot of ire. Like, oh, look at the disrespect, eyeball emojis. I hope Jaden sees this. And it's like, 1 year? You know, it was basically, what was it, a 13 games of Jaden being Jaden, because there was like that month where he wasn't really. After the cracked rib. So we're talking about, he spent three quarters of last year just about, right around 76% playing at a MVP caliber level, but it's 13 games where we're now above being knocked? Or is it, after 1 year, okay to not yet put him on that pedestal? That's kind of the question.